Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Reds lost to Matt Scherzer and the Dodgers on Saturday afternoon. Final score 5-1. Scherzer pitched 7 shutout innings, limiting the Reds to just 2 hits. He struck out 7. Through 4 innings, Sonny Gray was equal to the task, but the Dodgers scored 3 times off of him in the 5th, thanks in part to some shaky defense, and they scored 1 more time in the top of the 6th as Gray loses for the 8th time this season. Cincinnati's lone run scored on a throwing error in the bottom of the 9th. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
JB, tough one today for the Reds. You knew that runs were going to be at a premium, certainly were early on. The defense is something we'll get to in a moment, but first, the Reds just did not have an answer for Max Scherzer, but that's nothing unique.
No, I think any time that you have a pitching matchup like we did last night and like we had today, and we'll have the same thing tomorrow with Miley and Kershaw, the little things matter. And it's not that the little things get you a run. What they do is they change your perception of the game. They elevate you emotionally and mentally. And I think for the Dodgers, with the leadoff double by Justin Turner there in the 5th, and then the Reds kind of fell apart there defensively and things just went south. And you could tell that the Reds never really got back in it.
Yeah, and I didn't think Sonny really recovered because he was dominant. He retired the first 11 Dodgers that he faced. It was a ball that was ruled a hit, could have been an error that kind of got the Dodgers at least somebody on base. But then the defense really fell apart on him the next inning, and it wasn't just the Reds that fell apart. Sonny Gray just never looked like he could get back into the same rhythm that he was in to start the game after that.
Yeah, I think when you're going up against a pitcher like Scherzer and you see the dominance that he had early in the ball game, your goal is to keep the Dodgers off the board. And for the first 4 innings, Sonny was able to do that. And sometimes balls aren't caught on the infield or the outfield, and sometimes throws aren't made, and that happens. And at that point in time, it just seemed like the thing just really slipped out of the Reds' hands.
Now to the highlights. Sonny Gray retired the first 11 batters he faced on Saturday afternoon. Trey Turner finally singled with 2 outs in the 4th. He stole second base but was stranded right there. Gray only threw 40 pitches through the first 4 innings. In the top of the 5th, Justin Turner led off with a double. Then came the key play of the inning. Chris Taylor swung at the first pitch, hit a ground ball to third base. Mike Moustakas dropped it, picked it back up, and threw wildly the first. Turner moved up to third base, and Taylor made it to second base. Gavin Lux was next up, and he put L.A. on the board.
Sonny Gray ready at the belt. He delivers to Lux, and it's a bullet by Votto at first and down the right field line into the corner. Turner will score. Taylor will score. Lux around second, digging for third, and he will make it easily without a throw. It's a 2-run triple for Gavin Lux, his 4th triple of the season, and the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead.
Austin Barnes was the next batter. He didn't hit the ball hard, but he got the job done.
Gray home with a 1-2 pitch. There's a swinging bunt out toward the mound. Gray gets it. No play at the plate. Fires in time to get the out of Barnes at first. The run will score. Heads up base running by Gavin Lux. But that wipes the slate clean for Sonny Gray. But the Dodgers have scored their 3rd run of the inning in support of Max Scherzer.
Gray got out of the inning without another run scoring. Trey Turner singled to begin the 6th inning, and Max Muncy walked. Turner moved the 3rd when Justin Turner grounded into a force out. That brought up Chris Taylor.
Gray comes set and from the belt delivers to Taylor. And it's bunted right side. Runner coming home. Gray spins, looks at the plate. No play. Flipped to first. Got him. But Chris Taylor on the safety squeeze able to lay down the bunt up the first baseline beautifully, forcing Gray to field it without a play at home. Turner scores, and the Dodgers lead 4-0.
After that at-bat, Gray walked Gavin Lux, but he ended his day by striking out Austin Barnes. Here's Gray's pitching line, 6 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, 75 pitches, 49 4 strikes. All the while, Dodgers starter Max Scherzer was keeping Cincinnati off the scoreboard. They went out in order in the first. Joey Votto walked to begin the second inning. Then with one out, Kyle Farmer singled, but the threat died when Tucker Barnhart struck out and Delino DeShields grounded out. Jonathan India doubled with one out in the third, but he was stranded on base. Joey Votto walked to begin the fourth inning, but he never made it to second base. The Dodgers right-hander then set the Reds down in order in the fifth, sixth, and seventh, and his day was finished, having struck out 7 Reds and lowering his career ERA at Great American Ballpark to 0.33 in 4 starts. Jeff Hoffman pitched a 1-2-3 seventh for Cincinnati with a pair of strikeouts. Art Warren, who the Reds called up earlier on Saturday when Jesse Winker and Shogo Akiyama both went on the IL, gave up a single in the eighth, but he struck out the other 3 batters he faced. The Reds went out in order in their half of the eighth off Joe Kelly. TJ Friedl, who was also called up on Saturday, made his major league debut by popping up to third base. The Dodgers scored their final run in the top of the ninth off Amir Garrett. With one out, he walked Austin Barnes. Albert Pujols then singled, moving Barnes to second base. That brought Mookie Betts to the plate.
And hit by Pujols now puts him 14 hits away from catching Eddie Collins for 10th on the all-time list. And now Betts lines one to left toward the corner. Schrock over to cut it off. Around third is Barnes. He will score. It's 5-0 Dodgers.
Alex Vasilla pitched the bottom of the ninth for the Dodgers. He retired the first 2 batters he faced, but then walked Joey Votto. Mike Moustakas singled the right, moving Votto to the third. Kyle Farmer then got the run home with a little help from the L.A. defense.
Votto at third, Moustakas at first. The 1-1 pitch to Farmer. And a check swing tapper towards short. Seager in, scoops and throws low, and Muncy cannot pick it clean. Farmer reaches safely. Muncy went down to dig it out. The ball popped up off his glove straight up into the air. And Farmer reaches on the throwing error and just a very careless throw by Corey Seager at short. The Reds have scored a run. Votto home from third on the error by Corey Seager. 2 on, 2 outs. The Reds are still down by 4.
Eugenio Suarez came on to pinch hit. Kenley Jansen replaced Vasilla on the mound, and he ended the ballgame.
The runners will be running here. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And that's all. Reds fall 5-1 to the Dodgers here at Great American Ballpark this afternoon in Cincinnati.
Here are the totals. For LA, 5 runs on 7 hits, 1 error, 7 left on base. Cincinnati, 1 run, 3 hits, 3 errors. They stranded 6. Scherzer, the winner, 15-4. Gray, the loser, 7-8. Jansen picks up his 34th save. No home runs in the game. That marks the third game in a row that neither team has hit a home run at Great American Ballpark, and that is a rare, rare feat. Game time, 3 hours and 5 minutes, 29,861 at Great American Ballpark. And with the defeat, the Reds are now 76-72 on the season. Time to hear from hard luck loser, Sonny Gray.
I felt really good. I felt as good as I felt. They just kind of stringed some stuff together there in one inning, and it was that was the game.
How tough is it? And I'm not looking to talk about defense, but when you have to get some so-called extra outs, especially against a team like the Dodgers, how tough is that?
I mean, they're a great team. There's no doubt about it. And with the guys that they run out there on the mound, it takes a very crisp game to come away with a win. I can maybe execute a pitch here and there better. A couple things here can go differently. It just didn't go that way for us today. It wasn't for lack of effort. It's not for lack of give a shit. It just didn't happen for us today. And like I said, there's no rhyme or reason for it. It just didn't happen for us today. And we played a great game against them last night. We played a, you know, we played a game today that we lost, and we've got another chance at them again tomorrow. And we've got a guy on the mound that we really love, and that we feel really confident in. So it's a thing where you brush this off, you get a good night's sleep, you come out tomorrow ready to compete and ready to play a quality baseball game.
The wrap-up of the three-game series between the Reds and Dodgers is Sunday afternoon at 1:10 as Wade Miley goes to the mound against left-hander Clayton Kershaw. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 12:40. And once again, the final score on Saturday afternoon at Great American Ballpark, the Dodgers beat the Reds 5-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.